wherever you are, that which is negative, that which is not of God, that which is not the divine creation is not there. That's why this is an advanced class. We're not 99 percenters. We're not theologians. We're not moralists. We're not religious even. We're interested in infinite truth. That'll take care of our morals. That'll take care of our religion and our theology. And that'll take care of all of the good we want to do. Simply by being willing to sacrifice that which is not infinite and to live totally, consciously, in infinity, accepting that God expressing as myself is actually infinity expressing its total infinity wherever I am. And then who am I? If infinity is expressing itself as me, I cannot be this flesh that dies. I can no longer feel that way, believe that way, live that way, or think that way about myself or yourself, or any self, anywhere. Now, is that too much for us? When the Father says, be perfect, what choice do we have? There is no finite perfection. And therefore, you will see that there is nothing you can humanly do to improve your infinite self. All you can do is accept it faithfully and with integrity, uphold it. Uphold it as every way you know how. Now look back into the problem areas and see them as finite, see them as flesh, see them as physical, see them as non-creation. And stop trying to improve this non-creation. That's hypnosis. Just let it work itself out while you dwell in the consciousness that only infinity is here, eternally perfect. Just hold on to that. With a trust that it is not something you made up, it's not something you heard. Divine consciousness is present here. And right where you think there's a problem, and right where you think there's an individual who could be improved, divine consciousness is present. What else is there? Absolutely nothing. Only divine consciousness. It has its own invisible manifestation. Now let's release ourselves. Not just the problem, but let's release ourselves. Get out of your finite thought. God's thought is the only solution. Finite thought won't help. It just gives the illusion of helping. We're interested in the permanent, the eternal of the one who you think has a problem is what you're in now, not in their finite self. The eternal of that child, that brother, that sister, that husband, that wife, the eternal only. And that eternal self is yourself. You rest there. You do nothing. You do not walk in the house divided where there is someone to be improved. You are living in creation. Infinite creation. 100% of love is everywhere. All of it is yours. All of it is you. 100% of perfection is everywhere. All of it is yours. All of it is everyone's. No one can take it from anyone. It is the law. It is the fact. There is no sick person on this earth. There is infinite perfection. And I don't care what your occupation may be. If it is your desire to live in the command of being perfect as your Father, you cannot accept it only for yourself. To be perfect as your Father, you must accept it as the invisible reality of all. That's the challenge of initiation, to look through the human picture and accept the infinite perfection there. As you do it, you are accepting that you are infinity individualizing, that your neighbor is infinity individualizing. You are accepting a spiritual universe, an infinite universe without pieces and parts, a divine universe. You're living in creation, unseen to human eyes, untouched by human hands, but you're living in it. And as you live in it, it's like a dark room that soon isn't dark anymore. The darkness becomes gray. You soon can walk in the gray. And soon you find out it wasn't dark at all. In your creation, there is only light. Light that no human eyes can see, but it is light, and it will light up your soul. And as you're doing this, you are overcoming the world hypnosis of an imperfect world where divine consciousness alone is. You're erasing a complete imperfect world in your consciousness. You're erasing hate. You're erasing war. You're erasing discord. You cannot accept it. Because if you accept it, you have accepted yourself to be less than the Father says you are. Now we're walking in the invisible. We have no human hands to guide us, no searchlights. Our brain tells us that we don't really know what we're doing. We're going to be lost somewhere. And we're not accepting the brain as the authority. We're living on the trust of the words of Christ. Totally. We know that we can give all that we have and still have it. We know that the Father has given all that the Father has, and still the Father has it all. We know that we are unlimited, that our very substance is the substance called God. Unlimited. And we accept this. And to this we shall be true. We're not learning quotations. We're not learning words to memorize. We're learning by being. That self, which is not confined in this room. That self, which is larger than the island of Kauai. That self is the only self we acknowledge. That divine consciousness which is here is also on the island of Honolulu, on the island of Hawaii, on the island of Oahu, on the island everywhere that there is land or water, that divine consciousness, uninterrupted now is. We are acknowledging its presence, its infinite presence, as the only presence, and we live in that consciousness, acknowledging that divine everywhere consciousness, infinitely expressing infinite powers all the time. That is the creation of God. It is here. It's not up in a sky. Where are you in the picture? That is you. You are that divine consciousness. It is expressing its infinite self infinitely as you. You've got to live with it to experience it. If you were being baptized by the Holy Spirit, it would change your name to show you that you are no longer the same self. And when you are in the second baptism, that is precisely what will happen. It will change your name, but it will change more than that. It will change your sense of life. You see, the acceptance is merely the preparation for the experience. The experience isn't going to come until you have accepted it and lived it and tried to be true to it and trusted it and turned away from all that is opposite to it in the knowledge that the opposite is a cosmic lie. If you're acknowledging the opposites, you're not going to receive the experience of the infinite. The tree of life has so many symbols in it that we could stay here for a month and go through all of them. But take the seed now. You know it's going to be an oak tree. Take the human seed now. Just as there's a giant oak in that tiny seed, that tiny acorn, there is an infinite being in this human seed. And that is who you are. The oak is there where the seed appears. The infinite self is here where the human seed appears. It is you. That is one reason for the tree symbol. Concealed within the human seed is the infinite spiritual self, which is everywhere now. And as you cast off this outer shell, this garment of consciousness, which is false, which is based upon sense impressions, which is mortal, you accept immortality. Not as a state of something that will occur to you after the grave, but immortality as an infinite state of being now. Not mortal, immortal. Not flesh, but spirit. Your other self must be accepted and lived in. And everything that you do to train yourself, to discipline yourself, to see yourself wherever the world appears as infinite perfection, will be rewarded by the experience of that self. I hope this is not beyond anyone. It may seem to be as a practice, but practice does, in this case, make perfect. Now, initiation simply means that every human concept that we have cherished, and the nice, comfortable concepts that we have wanted to cling to, and the things that have frightened us and made us feel that we couldn't go into a total spiritual life, initiation means either go into a total spiritual life with all you've got and let the physical appear without accepting it as you, or reject the Father's words and be imperfect, because you cannot be human and perfect too. You cannot be flesh and blood and perfect too. You cannot be mortal and perfect too. That's what is meant by the veil, the underground. The statement, be ye perfect, means stop being a human being. Stop being that which can die. Stop being that which is not permanent. Be eternal. Be the Spirit of God. Be divine consciousness. Be infinity expressing. Not by deciding that you're going to be that tomorrow or become that, but by recognizing that initiation is telling you that that is the truth of who you are. And dwell with it. To realize that is who you are. This garden aisle is a good symbol for us. It's where little Adam fell out of knowing who he was. And we are that second Adam returning to the garden aisle. We know who we are. Maybe we were in our humanhood banished, but here we are. And I'll take this garden aisle to the one he was in. And now we've got to be worthy of it. And I think for a moment and I know it's no sacrifice at all. That's the least of it. I can think of so many who wished they had made the so-called sacrifice, who aren't with us and won't be with us because they've made their transitions without finding that they are eternal, infinite expression. And so, all we're being told to do is awaken from the dream of being mortal, dying creatures. Is that a sacrifice? Not for me. Not for most of us. We're awakening. And even though we have to rub our eyes and yawn a lot, it's still rousing ourselves from the sleep of mortality. Not by a human effort, but by accepting not just the words, but by seeing through the meaning of infinity individualizing. Because infinity individualizing is the key to your identity. Infinity being infinite everywhere. It can never be less than its own infinite self. And it's the only, and that is your name and identity. Will you, when you wake up tomorrow, please, start with not your human consciousness. Let's let it die tonight. You look exactly the same to everybody. You can have the same breakfast as always. You can wear the same pretty clothes as always. You can have the same golf score as always. You can do all of the things that you've always done. Just add something. Tomorrow, when you wake up, do not wake up as a human consciousness. And the instant you wake up, affirm to yourself the presence of infinity. Infinity is here. Infinity is divine consciousness. Infinite divine consciousness. The same consciousness that is all over the universe is right here. The same one. There's no different quality in divine consciousness here as there is in Egypt or Israel or Russia, China, Mars, anywhere. Infinite divine consciousness is all there is. It is the prime mover behind all that seems to be. It is a living force, and it is present, and it is doing its perfect thing here. And live with that a while. Live with it for 5 or 10 minutes. And find out where you are in that picture. If infinite divine consciousness is here, where are you? You must be it. I am infinite divine consciousness expressing. I don't have to demonstrate it. I simply acknowledge it and rest in it with no human consciousness. And it will transform the activities that appear where you are. It will express itself through your enlightened consciousness. It will put healing power at your fingertips. It will go before you. It will grace your day. It will put the light of love in your eye. It will dissolve limitations that you were trying so hard to dissolve with human thought or with prayer to God in the sky or with declarations. But you are that living light. You are infinite light, infinite divine consciousness. You can't be improved. The very act of trying to improve yourself is to deny who you are. You are infinite divine consciousness. And all you do is rest there. And as you do this and find that you can to some degree feel the awareness of it, the power of it, flow with it, cooperate with it. Let it function you. Don't be too hurried to move out and do things that are in the brain. Let divine consciousness, which you have accepted as self, give you the little clues as to when and where and how. Be patient. 2 minutes later won't hurt. 5 minutes later won't hurt. You might find the very thing you were going to do isn't to be done at all that day. And the very thing you hadn't planned to do, you may find it's almost done. Infinite divine consciousness acknowledged as your being everywhere is a power. And it will overcome for you all of the negatives that seem to accumulate only in the absence of the knowledge that infinite divine consciousness is all that is present. Now, your absence from infinite divine consciousness or your presence with it determines your day, your experience, your life. Because repeatedly accepted, it begins to sprout new branches on the tree, new fruits, new activities, new relationships, and even a new body, a new substance for a body that you may not suspect you already have. It begins to sprout a new soul awareness. It begins to dissolve the boundaries, the limitations. But mind you, this isn't because you're good, or because you do 10 push-ups, or you say 10 phrases from the Bible. It's because you accept your identity as infinite divine consciousness, and then do not go forth and live in the opposite consciousness, which is not infinite and not divine. Do you see the two trees? The tree of infinite divine consciousness and the tree of human sense consciousness, which denies everything and ultimately ends in the grave because it is not the tree of life. You can even get to the point where you see Moses was telling us that there's only one tree there, not two. We look at the tree of life, we look at invisible God, and we imagine another tree. We imagine a human tree. We look at the immortal and we see the mortal. And we do not know this is our cosmic sleep. Now don't heal the mortal. Live in the immortal and you'll see the mortal is healed. When you live in the sun, the shadow will disappear. Don't heal the mortal. And by that I mean, put your consciousness on who you are and trust it. And it will heal the mortal for you. It will tell you what to do and where to do it and how to do it. And your job will be done by your own invisible self. So welcome to the mystical tree of life and the 12 fruits that it bears every month. A new fruit, a new quality ever coming into your consciousness beyond what you might even know exists now. Because as you step up, 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 and go up this ladder of soul awareness, new things that are unknown to man are brought into your life in their own way until you know that you are living as that very invisible self which is everywhere, which you had acknowledged. And suddenly you find that it is living itself. It really is living itself. The you that had accepted it is no longer making decisions. It's living itself. And you can sit through all kinds of tribulations, apparently suffering from them, sure in your knowledge that they are not there. And lo, they will not be there. We're going to explore your infinite self. And this will be how we live in the mystical tree of life. Watch your thoughts very carefully now and see how easy it is for them to stray to the other tree. And how easy it is when you know what you're to do to catch them and to refuse to let them be prodigal thoughts. Yes, I know there's something appears to be wrong, but that can only be a misperception. And the only one who can misperceive it is the false sense of self. I'm not that self. So that which is misperceiving an error, I refuse to be. I am infinity, here expressing infinitely, perfectly. I am perfect as my Father. All appearances may shout, that is not so. But you have the Father's word that it is so. Divine consciousness is present. God is here. Where divine consciousness is, only the perfection of divine consciousness can be. Every imperfection is the refusal to accept the presence of God. Conversely, the acceptance of the presence automatically is the knowledge that every imperfection is a sense of hypnosis by a false sense of self. Thank you, Father. Thank you for opening me to the knowledge that I am your infinite being, expressing here as your infinite perfection, no matter what my five senses may report. And this I accept as the fact of all who walk this earth. Only infinite perfection can exist, because God is. And God is everywhere, and where God is, perfection is. I cannot deny the presence of God by accepting less than perfection. And in the doing, I begin to experience myself. The tree of life is going to replace the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The dual or opposites, the tree that does not yield 12 fruits, one new fruit each month. Now, what we've been doing, I know, can become a very firm, stable part of your daily life. I know, too, that when it becomes a firm part of your daily life, much that may trouble you in the way of direction, in the way of the feeling of being fruitful and fulfilling and useful, becomes very clear. You know you have a divine sense of direction, and you can begin to sense that your mission is really being fulfilled in a new way. I know this happens. I think many of us know this happens. But now we're trying to remove the impurities of human thought and to accept the true, deepest initiation, which has always been trying to open our souls to the knowledge that I am never going to be a dying mortal creature living in a world where good and evil exist. That world is part of our astigmatism intellectually. It's not God's creation, and God's creation is God's consciousness here and now. It's that stability of consciousness that we're seeking now, so that there aren't these great mountains and then these fathomless valleys. We want to know we cannot fall. There's no place to fall. We cannot rise. We are. I already am. This is my Father's creation. I'm living in it. I don't care what the eye sees or what the fingers touch. I'm living in divine creation. I know its perfection. There's no one here but that living perfection. You're pulling the mask off of the senses. And you're building your trust, and you're going to need it. Because you're going to go into a universe which will seem unfamiliar to you, where you will have to live by trust. But your trust is in God's perfection. And that's the only trust you need. Now remember, don't let the mind stray back into the human sense of needs. They'll be fulfilled in their own way, far better than all of your human efforts. And you'll see your body doing those physical things you did before, but with divine guidance, doing it for you. You'll find yourself doing things you didn't know you could do. And you won't be doing them. This divine self that you're accepting will be doing them through the Holy Ghost. Now let's get rid of rheumatism. Let's get rid of that arthritis. Let's get rid of all that human stuff in the knowledge that I can stand in the knowledge of myself and know that the self that I am is perfect. And the one with the arthritis and the rheumatism, I can know this cannot be me, period. That's all there is to it. This one who is lacking and limited in some way cannot be me. I am perfect as my Father. And I understand the reason for the Master saying, be ye perfect as your Father. That's how you live. Just think of a world looking at you as you do this successfully and saying, what is your secret? Why aren't you worried? Look what's wrong with you. Just rest in the knowledge. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm just not accepting the misperception of other people. I and the Father are one divine consciousness. There's no other. There's no self here to be sick. There's no self here to grow old. I step out of it. I step out of the false belief. All right? So that is it. That's the mystical tree that we're going to start living in. The tree of life, not the tree of death. And tomorrow, when we appear here in the morning, we're going to go right back into the acceptance of the presence of divine consciousness. We may do that for every session until you don't have to be told to do it. That's what you're doing. It's certainly an improvement over not doing it. I accept the presence of divine consciousness right here with all its powers. Now go ahead and prove to me that it's not true. No one can, because it is true. And it is governing its universe right here. I'm not interested in any other universe except the universe of God, the divine consciousness universe. Then what manifests in the visible will be a result of that consciousness, which slowly is dropping its false sense of a human consciousness until all that's there is the one consciousness, the I, which is one with the Father. In the book of Genesis, we have the flaming sword, which was placed in the Garden of Eden, guarded by cherubim. Now we want to understand that this was another initiation phrase to show that your eternal identity is always present, and that the sword is like a two-edged fire. The lower fire burns away that which is not, and the higher fire reveals that which is. When you see John the Baptist and Jesus, you're looking at the flaming sword, the two fires. John revealing what is not to some extent, and Jesus revealing what is. This flaming sword is facing east. And now you want to understand that facing east is another symbol for living in infinite consciousness. East is a symbol of infinity. And the cherubim are the initiation of wisdom, the initiatory wisdom, the omniscience of the inner spirit. Your true life is guarded by infinite wisdom, and as you burn away the dross of all false human self, this purification brings you into the pure fire of the flaming sword. And you are one with infinity, infinity expressing as you. Moses was trying to tell us about the infinite way. And then came the New Testament. I come to bring not peace but a sword. Then came the New Testament. I am the tree of life. I am the vine. A continuity of the same idea, brought into the living expression of a form similar to a human being with which you could identify, demonstrating what happens when someone accepts the tree of life as their being, as their life, and refuses the opposites. What was the key in that second demonstration? I am the vine. What was the key? And you'll find it's the word Father, so please think about it. The word Father is going to tell you how to live as your infinite self. So you've got something to sleep with tonight, the word Father, and the awakening to I Am Divine Consciousness, infinity expressing. Give some thought to the word Father when you're living in the consciousness that I am infinite divine consciousness. Then let the word Father come into your consciousness and see what happens. Just the word Father. Okay? Alrighty, I think we can relax, and I'd like to say hello to some of you who I haven't met. I'd like to say hello to everyone I know. It's going to be a long time. We can maybe do it as the meetings continue if you don't have the time tonight. And thank you.